Incidentally, people ask me, why go to the moon? Because it's a great adventure in science. Incidentally, it also develops technology. You have to make all these instruments to go to the moon, rockets and so on, and it's very important to develop technology. And it makes scientists happy, and if scientists are happy, maybe they'll work on something else good for warfare. Another possibility is a direct military use of space. I don't know how, nobody knows how, but there may turn out to be a use. Anyway, it's possible that if we keep on developing the military aspects of long-range flying to the moon, that we'll prevent the Russians from making some military use that we can't figure out yet. Also, there are indirect military advantages. That is, if you build bigger rockets, then you can use them more directly by going directly from here to some other part of the Earth instead of having to go to the moon. Another good reason is a propaganda reason. We've lost some face in front of the world by letting the other guys get ahead in technology. It's good to be able to try to get that face back. None of these reasons alone is worthwhile and can explain our going to the moon. I believe, however, that if you put them all together, plus all the other reasons which I can't think of, it's worth it. Well, I gotcha. I would like to talk about one other thing, and that is, how do you get new ideas? This is for amusement for the students here mostly. How do you get new ideas? That you do by analogy mostly, and in working with analogy, you often make very great errors. It's a great game to try to look at the past, at an unscientific era, look at something there, and say, have we got the same thing now, and where is it? So I would like to amuse myself with this game. First, we take witch doctors. The witch doctor says he knows how to cure. There are spirits inside, which are trying to get out. You have to blow them out with an egg, and so on. Put a snake skin on, and take quinine from the bark of a tree. The quinine works. He doesn't know he's got the wrong theory of what happens. If I'm in the tribe and I'm sick, I go to the witch doctor. He knows more about it than anyone else. But I keep trying to tell him he doesn't know what he's doing, and that someday, when people investigate the thing freely and get free of all his complicated ideas, they'll learn much better ways of doing it. Who were the witch doctors? Psychoanalysts and psychiatrists, of course. If you look at all the complicated ideas that they have developed in an infinitesimal amount of time, if you compare to any other of the sciences how long it takes to get one idea after the other, if you consider all the structures and inventions and complicated things, the ids and the egos, the tensions and the forces, and the pushes and the pulls, I tell you they can't all be there. It's too much for one brain or a few brains to have cooked up in such a short time. However, I remind you that if you're in the tribe, there's nobody else to go to. And now I can have some more fun, and this is especially for the students of this university. I thought, among other people, of the Arabian scholars of science during the Middle Ages.